When the Hillsborough County Commission tried to eliminate the Wetlands Division of the Environmental Protection Commission earlier this year, Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern spoke out publicly against that proposal. She later told her fellow council members that she'd like Tampa to be represented on the board. Mulhern is now going further with that goal. Last night, she asked the Temple Terrace City Council to support her plan, which would also give Plant City representation on the County Environmental Board. Currently, the Hillsborough County Commission is the EPC. They hold separate meetings, but the board acts as the agency deciding countywide environmental issues. Today at the Hillsborough County Commission meeting, Board Chairman Jim Norman said he agreed with Mary Mulhern, and he took credit for trying the same issue last year with getting more Hillsborough County representation on some other local agencies.
Our position last year was all boards should be have proper representation by population.
Last year, Norman led the board in preparing a bill before the state legislative delegation that would have allowed more Hillsborough County representation on two boards, the Tampa Sports Authority and the Hillsborough Planning Commission. But due in part to opposition from Tampa officials, the proposal was never adopted.
We have tremendous bond investments and bond debts there. Our liability is on the line. A fair representation needs to take place there because actually they're discussing dollars that's spending our money without equal representation of this board. Likewise, with the Planning Commission, I mean, all across the board, I feel that there should be fair representation by the population that elects this body and other bodies.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said he agreed with Jim Norman.
I think that, you know, when, you know, folks are frustrated, sometimes the best way to answer the frustration is let them come in and join and see just how complex and challenging the issues are. And if they want to have a seat on the board, I don't see any problem.
Commissioner Brian Blair, who had led the battle to completely eliminate the Wetlands Division before accepting a compromise hybrid plan that keeps it somewhat intact earlier this year, also agreed with Mulhern's suggestion.
We have no objection to either any of the municipalities sitting on any of the boards, but it should be weighted by population just like it is from the feds on down.
Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern says she's thrilled to hear the County Commission support her proposal to expand the EPC, but says the two issues are completely separate.
The municipalities have no representation on the EPC right now. It is a board. Their board of directors is the Hillsborough County Board of Commissioners. You know, we're asking for a seat at the table. We're not asking for more power. We're not playing politics. We're asking for representation. I don't really even want to get into the merits of what they're asking for. That has nothing to do with what I'm asking for.
And Mulhern says there's another difference between her proposal and the county's ambitions, and that hers is driven by grassroots support.
It came from all those people who attended the recent EPC meetings and spoke in favor of the EPC, of not reducing their power and of not eliminating the wetlands. So I'm not coming at this from some, it's not about power, it's about doing what our constituents want and about protecting our environment.
There is one notable Tampa City official who does not support Mulhern's plans regarding the EPC. That would be the mayor. Pam Iorio told Wednesday's Tampa Tribune that she understands the concern over the wetland issue, but, quote, you don't change the composition of a board because you disagree with the board on an issue. Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern respectfully disagrees.
She wants to maintain good relationship with, you know, the county commission and with the legislators, and she's just not up for a fight. And I can understand that. I can understand it, how people feel that way. I'm just really hoping that the legislature will listen to the fact that the same people that are voting for the county commission and the city council and Temple Terrace and Plant City are the ones that vote for them. And if you hear that kind of, I mean, that was a very unusual outpouring of support for the EPC, and I just think they need to remember that.